very aware of what we talk about, because you know what we talk about, we bring about. Go ahead and state your name, sweetheart. All right, well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. John 10:10 tells us the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The word of God says that I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, we just thank and praise you that for this day that you have made. We thank and praise you, Lord, that we are able to rejoice and be glad. And, Father, we thank and praise you that every word that you have written in the Bible is true. Father, you told us that you want us to have more abundant life. You told us in your word that we have power over our tongue. You told us in your word, oh God, that those things that we can call those things that be not as though they were. You told us, oh Lord, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat its fruit. So, Father, we eat the fruit of righteousness. We eat the fruit of forgiveness. We eat the fruit of joy. We eat the fruit of self-control. We eat the fruit of love, oh Lord. And we thank you for this TMC call where we can get together to eat and feast on those kinds of meals. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.A. De Leon family, Lord, which is the reason why we are all gathered here together this morning. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins, Lord, and help us be ever mindful of how we are to live our lives according to your example, according to your image, to be an image of Christ's likeness. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. Father, we thank you that our footsteps are ordered of you and that you will continue to guide and direct not only our thinking, but Lord, our very being, because you said in you, we move and we breathe and we have our being. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring a mighty word that will transform us this morning. Father, a mighty word that will enhance and enrich, oh God, our lives this morning and empower us as believers as we begin our day today. Father, now we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. We are speaking it into the atmosphere that this call will go forth with clarity and the word of God will spread not only from us, but to others as we go about our day. We know that this call is blessed and the airways are saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor this morning. We give you glory, Lord, and we daily seek to please you because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Go out and have a control your tongue, control your life, because in that you control your future day. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. Take it away.
God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest kingdom greetings on this Tuesday. And Willa, I thank you so much for that tag. I thank you so much for opening us up in prayer, and may God continue to do greater and new things in your life. So we welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our founders, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Here on the Master's Call, we have been moving every day, Monday through Friday, since October the 25th of 2010, and we are progressing forward into the new things and the greater things that God has for us here on the Master's Call. But every day when you dial into this call at this divine and appointed hour, the mission statement for this call is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. So we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." So we thank Minister Willa once again for opening us up in prayer, and later on after the message from the throne room, I will go ahead and close the call out in prayer. So we have a very, very, very exciting new thing going on here on the Master's Call, and that is our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And if you are on the line and you want to send us a prayer request, you have any questions, you have a praise report or a testimony, and you would like to send it to us, then please send it to info, I-N-F-O, info@themasterscall.net. Once again, info@themasterscall.net. And immediately following this call, every day, Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And that is immediately following this call. And so at this time, I'm not going to go ahead and give any other announcements. If you are an artist entrepreneur on this line this morning, I would just advise you to look into your back office. You will see that the upcoming Save the Date is for April the 5th, where we will be having a phenomenal fashion show in Houston, Texas. And check your back office for any promotions or anything that needs to go on. And if you are not a member of the artist family, then I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and let them share with you what Artist International is about. So at this time, it's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line this morning one of the co-founders here on the Masters Call. She is the only ambassador in a multi-level marketing business, actually a Christian multi-level marketing business. She is a retired chaplain. She's a mother. She's a Gigi. She is anointed and appointed for the call of duty. So at this time, I bring to you none other than our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you out there this morning?
Can you hear me, my dear friend, Tiffany Lauderdale?
I hear you loud and clear, Ambassador. The platform is yours.
Well, Minister Tiffany, I thank you so very much for bringing me on this morning. And good morning to our Master's Call family. Good morning. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? So happy to be on here today. Good morning, Minister Willard. Thank you for seating our audience in our telecommunications sanctuary. And I say to each of you, this indeed is the day that the Lord has made, and he's made it for us to rejoice and be glad in. I come today because we have a voice that I'm sure that all of you have been praying for and ready to hear. My own dear sister is coming today to bring us and break us off a piece of that bread of life. That's what Platinum President Marie Preston says. Oh, my goodness, you all broke that bread off this morning from the Lord. So our speaker this morning is one who needs no introduction for anybody, even the guests who are on the line. And she is a person whom God has definitely anointed for such a time as this. And I thank God that over 3 years ago, 5 years ago now, good Lord, this time is moving on. Over 5 years ago, God connected us at heart, head, and hand, and we have been walking this road together here because of Artist International. She is a graduate of Oral Roberts University. She has a doctorate, an earned doctorate degree. And I thank God that she loved the Lord enough so that she would go forward and do what she needed to do to prepare herself to be ready to feed the children of God. She hails from this great state of Texas, and I've been here, and I'm here to tell you all, this is a well-kept secret. This is acres of diamonds here. They said oil is here. I want you to know that diamonds are here, not only in people, but in resources. And I bring to you this morning, she is a daughter who absolutely love Mother Josie, and I love Mother Josie too. I go down and kiss on her neck as much as my dear sister would let me. She let me know, you know, I can't come every day, but I'd love to go down there and just stay. When I go down, I just climb up in the bed and get right there with Mother Josie, and we just talk and love up on each other. So we understand why she doesn't want us to be there too much. But anyway, that's enough of that. At this time, I bring forward to the front my sister and the co-founder of this call, the Master's Call, under the auspices of the following of God, my sister Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Come forth and bring us the word of God this morning. I welcome you back. I'm so glad you're back. And yes. Come on and take the helm of this and run on down the road. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. I have missed each and every one of you Thank you for that lovely, unique introduction, Dr. PK. Love you even the more. I just want to first say to everybody, I am fine. All is well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. We had to unfortunately postpone our wedding, Dr. Robert and I, but we will be having it and keeping everybody posted, and hopefully all of artists can come down. I think everybody still partied and had a good time, and God is good, and I'm fine. I needed this little break and vacation, but as you can hear, Dr. PK is so ready for me to come back. So when I got my SOS call this morning, the Lord said, go on and speak with what's been on your heart. So, again, love, love, love each and every one of you. Looking forward to seeing many of you on April 5th. I want to speak what the Lord has put on my heart this morning, stepping outside the comfort zone, stepping outside the comfort zone. If you keep on living, God, not even the devil, will have a situation, a setup, and a hookup where he will make us step outside of our comfort zone, what is familiar, what is comfortable, what we're used to. And then the next part, then it becomes faith in action. Stepping outside the comfort zone. Faith in action. Faith sees when feelings do not. We're going to talk on some key points this morning, just briefly, from faith to the fruit. From faith to the fruit. And remember, the whole essence of this message is when God is stretching us, when God is pushing us, as I often say to our team here at TMC, when I think it was Benita, I'm not exactly even sure who coined that phrase, mother eagle. Eagles, if you know anything about a mother eagle, she pushes the eaglets out the nest. They don't say, I'm ready, and lift a feather or two. She takes her beak and literally pushes them out the nest. And God has always allowed me to be such an encourager and see talent and potential in others, and most of us just need that nudge, just need that word of encouragement, just need that insight that it's already inside of us waiting to come out. But it's a journey, and even when the eaglets come out and they flap their little wings, and we have to remember, for all of us, we're going to be bad before we get good. You know, a simple analogy as a child learning to walk, no child, none of us just came out of the mother's womb and just got up and did a flow, Joe, got up and run. We all scooted, then we pulled up, then we walked a few steps and fail, and walked a few more and fail. We sometimes forget that failing is part of growing, that though we fall seven times, if we can look up, and my dear friend Les Brown would say, if we can look up, we can get up. And we have to remember that it's all part of the learning curve. When all of us start speaking for the first time and praying out publicly for the first time and doing whatever we're called to do, giving that first artist presentation for the first time, and we were like, woo, don't even know why they bought, but the miracle still happened. Stepping outside the comfort zone. Faith in action. Faith sees, the eyes of faith, when feelings do not. We're going to talk first about from the message to the manifestation. We have to do our part. First, we have to do our part. We have to say only what God says about us. We all know Romans 4:17, calling those things that be not as though they are. You know, corporate America has taken that, the motivational circles, and it's great to have a dream board. It's great to have a dream book where you put down all you want to be, and in the olden days, put that picture on the refrigerator so you see it every day on my wall here in my bedroom. I've got, found a picture of me back in eighth grade, seventh grade, when my dimensions were much smaller, and pictures of me in the 1990s when I was in seminary, and when much smaller sizes, and I'm on my way because I'm calling those things that be not as though they were, and it's working. Why? Because a spiritual principle kicks in of our words having power to say only what the word says about us. We must be willing to pull from the spiritual realm into our present reality, standing on the authority and anointing in God's word. And then secondly, when we're doing our part, the message you receive must be based on the word, not what we feel, if our feelings don't line up with the word. A lot of times our emotions race in areas that the word does not come in agreement with. God sends a message and a mission to us that will require our faith in him and the discipline to walk it out. We've got to develop godly habits that strengthen our faith muscles. I often talk about in God's gym of faith, we've got to say what the word says even when our feelings are going haywire. And when our feelings are getting too crazy, I've always taught over the years, God gave me years ago, the SUM principle, the S-U-M principle, the shut up ministry principle. In other words, if we don't have nothing good to say, shut it down. Because your words have power. Don't even release to the atmosphere. Sometimes all you can say is, sometimes I just got to call on him. Sometimes, you see the old saints, I just got to hum Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because if I say anything else, it will not glorify our master. So by practicing his presence every day, daily, producing an anointed atmosphere. Feel a little preach coming on like you, Dr. PK, but we have to practice his presence by stirring up the gifts that lie within us, by praise and worship with that attitude of gratitude. A lot of folks didn't see this side of glory today. When we opened up our eyes and had the activity of our limbs and our mind to hear a message, even to get on this call, that's enough to just say thank you, Jesus, because when the praises go up, the miracles and the blessings really do come down. Then we got to daily rehearse the message like it's already manifested. See, faith, when we're standing at our alpha, faith sees to the omega. Operate like it's already done, because it really is already done in the spirit. And we're doing our daily part to ensure that it manifests in the natural. Have a mindset focused on the message and the mandate from God, his perfect will. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living daily sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed into this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Daily, rehearse the promises as we develop a godly mindset. Mastering our thoughts. Daily, feeding our faith as we feed our minds with a diet of affirmations, decreeing and declaring to the atmosphere the perfect will of God. I love to get up in the morning. I still have a little book I got almost 10 years ago from Dr. Cindy Tram, where we command our morning and put on my stripes and get dressed in the armor of God and speak and decree to the heavenlies and know that even when I got some stubborn spirits of the enemy that don't want to line up, they got to give it up as I keep decreeing and declaring to the heavens, give up the harvest of God. Give up the blessings that God has promised me. You may have caused a delay, but you will not cause a denial. I've got to stay firm and focused and thankful. Oh, we're talking about stepping outside of our comfort zone. Then next, you know, we started off again with the message of knowing that we were going from the message to the manifestation, first doing our part. Well, then next we're going to talk about from the message to the manifestation, protecting the dream, protecting our dreams. Well, first, never forget that this is a real war. And the devil does not play fair. This is a real war. There's a real devil that wants to take us out. Not just TKO, but kill us. And he does not play fair. But don't be paranoid. But always position yourself for purpose. Remember, 1 John 4:4. Whenever I hear that scripture, it takes me zoom back to 1990, big eye, just accepting my call, sitting there in a chapel for seminarians, and Oral Roberts walked in and looked at each and every one of us and challenged us to be the next leaders and reminded us, greater is he that is within you, and made us point to our bellies and point to the spirit man inside of us, point to the paraclete that's been assigned in this dispensation to be your battle axe, your comforter, your guide. He said, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. The devil's going to be the devil. You got his job description in John 10. He's come to kill, to steal, and destroy, but greater is he that is within you. So with you and the Holy Ghost, it's a majority. With you and the Holy Ghost, you can do a turnaround. You can do a breakthrough. You can make things line up. Greater is he that's within you. Don't worry about the fiery darts that come, because the devil's going to be the devil. Put up that shield of faith. That's why you got to get dressed every day. Can't be a spiritual streaker, so that when the fiery darts come, they hit the shield of faith and fall null and void to the ground. Don't always be busy, but be productive. Put on your spiritual safety belts. Be battle ready, mindset on the mind of Christ, and set in our actions. Ephesians 6, don't be a spiritual streaker. Dress for battle every day. Feet shed to spread the good news. And then know that your loins are girt about with truth. If it's messed up, fess up, so we can get up and go on. I missed it. God, I spoke out of turn. God, help me forgive. I got to speak the truth so no deception and delusion and distractions get in my heart. And then God, with my loins, will produce truth in others. Oh, I got my helmet on because I'm going to protect my mind. I'm going to think on the things you want. I'm going to put on the breastplate. Remember, the breastplate's so important because it protects those vital organs, my heart, those emotions, my breastplate. I've got to put it on. And then I got the sword of the Spirit so I can separate faith from foolishness and keep that shield up. But the only proactive piece of garment, armor, the only proactive, see, the rest protects you from taking a hit. But the only proactive is this word of God that I say what God says about me. Oh, because my feet going to carry me to the good places where the gospel of peace resides. I'm going to not gossip, but grow in the things of God. Then secondly is we're protecting the dream. Never allow holy haters to destroy your dream, even when they're in your circle of influence. Let me say that again. Because people can love you, but be stuck on crazy. They can love you, but they're going through something, so they're going to try to have a group party. They can love you, but that little green-eyed monster comes when they see you getting up, going on. Never allow holy haters to destroy your dream. Stay focused and faithful to your mandate and mission. That's what God's anointed you for. Even when it's family and loved ones, leave them in the outer court if you can, but if you can't, let it perfect you and not poison you. And then, under protecting your dream, just like Jesus, he allowed Judas to stay to the end, knowing who he was from the beginning. Let the process either purify, or many times it's going to purge out of your life the things that don't belong. Anything and anyone who is not part of your God-ordained dreams. See, sometimes God allows your Judas to stay around us longer than we desire, but the Judas will not destroy your dream as long as you stay barricaded by your prayers and fasting. It will be that thorn in the flesh like Paul had to deal with, but it will make you grow. All we're talking about this morning, stepping outside the comfort zone, faith. In action, remembering faith sees when feelings do not. And lastly, from the faith to the fruit, delays are not denials. That's what I'm reminding myself these days, that delay is not a denial. See, because it really is a war, delays should make us more determined that we will not, we shall not be denied. Remember, setbacks are just Holy Ghost setups for victory. We may lose some battles, all, but my brothers and my sisters, we will not lose this war. Many times in David's journey, he had some setbacks. He had some Holy Ghost hiccups, but he still became the king, the man after God's own heart. In your journey, from your Alpha to your Omega, there will be some valleys of the shadow of death. As you climb up to your mountain where you accomplish your mission, but keep on stepping, keep on going, knowing that that delay is not the denial. Let God direct you and your weapons of warfare, because he is then obligated to provide. But we must do it in his way and in his timing. We have the examples in the world, as I close. Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt had hiccups, delays, but it wasn't denied. Esther following instruction, going before the king. Although she had hiccups, but she wasn't denied. And she did become the queen. Ruth, following the strategies given to her by Naomi when her first husband died, oh, she still ended up with Boaz. Not Bobo, Boaz, the promiser, the kinsman, redeemer. Paul, following instructions on when to go to Rome, completed his mission. And our best example, Jesus, each and every day, in every way, modeling, showing us how to live a Christian life. Oh, today I'm challenging you, stepping outside your comfort zone. Let your faith be in action. Remembering, your faith sees, the eyes of faith, when feelings do not. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that rich and profound on-time word. Let us go to God in prayer. Jesus, I thank you that you are the center of our lives. I thank you, Father God, that you have brought us through, that you allowed us to come into this day that you have made, oh God. And we thank you for each and every person that has dialed in this day to the Master's Call. I speak right now that there will be peace on earth and that it will begin with us, oh God. I thank you for Joni, and as she is at her treatment, I pray right now, Lord, that you would spend time with her, that you would just allow her everything to line up according to your will in her right now. I lift up Tanika to you, Father. You be the shelter that she needs and allow her to go to the place that you have already prepared for her. I lift up Linda Winston to you. I ask for complete and total restoration over her daycare right now in the name of Jesus. And I lift Edwin up to you. I lift Edwin up that he would know that you are God, that he would open up his heart, and that he would receive you as his Lord and as his Savior, oh God. I thank you for our Minister Willa and for Joni, that they have the opportunity to fellowship together, Father. I lift up Mr. Washington to you as he is in stage one of colon cancer, and I pray that the artist products will rejuvenate his body, his mind, his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Trey Sampson to you. I ask for protection and for healing for him right now, God. I thank you that Trevon's father had a successful knee surgery, and I ask for total and complete healing for him. Lord, I thank you that your delays are not denials. I lift up the President of the United States to you and all leaders, all pastors, all evangelists, all preachers, all teachers, all kingdom builders, all frontline warriors, all those who serve this country, oh God. I lift them up to you right now, that you would give them strength, that you would give them power, that you would give them comfort, and that they will walk into your anointing, oh God. So we thank you for this call. We thank you for this message. We thank you for each and every person here, and we will go out today, God, and be the great, wonderful, and fearful individuals that you have called for us to be. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare this to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. So remember, the callback number for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677#. Immediately following this call, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 5395. 98 pounds. Remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace you are. At this time, Dr. Vanessa, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for your word, but at most your will being done in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you order our steps and you allow us, when we're out of our comfort zone, to have the eyes of faith and to walk in submission and obedience to your word and your will and to hear your voice. We thank you that as we leave this call, but absolutely, Daddy God, that we never leave your presence. We thank you that it encamps around us. The peace of God resides within us, and the wisdom of God directs us in all of our going in and our coming out. And as you are with us, Father, we thank you that we realize that you are taking us to greater places and greater dimensions in you, and we'll always have the praises of God on our lips. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Being recorded.